Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning. Well, we are here and ready to go. George Watkins, the technical wizard. Yeah, right. This is always a challenge. Thank you for stopping by. I apologize for our Sunday broadcast. The internet was really giving me trouble. I'm considering doing that over again. It was such a great word. Thank you, those that tuned in. I appreciate you following along with me and the journey I'm on. Amen. If you haven't been with us before, we are here every morning, except Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday night at 6 o'clock. So today we're going to talk about prayer. And in doing so, I'm going to ask the Lord to open up Revelation. Not just mysteries, but the mysteries that turn into growth fuel. Mysteries are what causes us to grow. Hallelujah. Before we do that, if you haven't subscribed to YouTube and liked us on Facebook, you're invited to do that. It's a big help for us, and it will encourage you when we come on again. You'll know we're there. Amen. Okay. Prayer. The subject of prayer is spoken of often in the church. There's several key phrases and subjects we teach and talk about. Prayer is one of them. Finances, giving, being faithful in your tithe, giving to the poor, and so forth. There's several subjects. However, the least experienced in the church is prayer. Isn't that something? The most talked about and preached and taught and encouraged, but the least is prayer. If you have a good, healthy church that's filled with people and you invite them to a potluck, there will be lines outside the door waiting to get in. If you invite them to a prophetic prophecy seminar where prophecy is coming and you'll find them secrets of God for your life, you'll find every chair is usually full. But if you invite them to a prayer meeting or even a symposium on prayer, it's a lot thinner. I've conducted prayer meetings for decades. In our church, we had prayer 7 or 8 times a week in some form. But unfortunately, and sadly to say, it was usually the core of the church, the people that lifted the load, those that were spiritually fit and had gotten the harness to pull with me. They were the ones that came to prayer. And I've scratched my head and asked the Lord, but really, the mysteries of prayer are what we need to have revealed to us. Because it's revelation is what you know, mysteries are where you grow. So when you ask someone to pray out loud in a home group, you'll find quite a few of them, especially some of the husbands who aren't quote unquote real spiritual. They'll pass. They don't want to pray out loud. Most often is because they never pray. And they call out to the name of God in a time of emergencies. And thank God we have that ability. But does prayer have a style? Does prayer have a form? Does prayer have a method? I mean, there's something you have to learn. Or is prayer a conversation? I haven't gone to school for conversation. I learned how to read and write, and then we learned how to talk to people. You come up to someone, and you don't just grunt or groan. You articulate. You say things. How are you today? My name is George. What's your name? You know, a little more complicated than that, I suppose. But prayer. How do you pray to God? Well, I want to talk about that just a brief moment, not very long today. Prayer has an entrance, an experience, and then levels or degrees of those experiences, and then it has an exit where you come back and you walk it out. The entrance of prayer is usually a collection where you recollect. You bring things into your mind. You begin to think about some of the things you'd like to talk to God about. Often we will adjust our attitude and we'll catch ourselves in something we need to repent of, or we'll remember something we need to do more of because the Holy Spirit's been poking us over it or nudging us. That's the prayer of recollection, where we're reconciling, bringing things together. And if you'll pray that long enough, you'll get into a prayer where it's more meditation, where all of a sudden it seems like you've gone into another room. Unfortunately, in many of our prayer sessions, we don't get there because we are time conscious or pressed for time, especially in the public service. Or in a prayer meeting, there's always a get in there and rush it through. But the journey into the presence of the Lord takes time. This is why the great mystics and the great prayer soldiers and warriors of the past, they took time in prayer, where they would get away into a cave or a cabin or some kind of retreat and just be there in the presence of the Lord. Now, it's in the presence of the Lord where you find fullness of joy. And that term fullness of joy is really the ecstasies, the ecstatic part of being filled with God, where joy floods over. And prayer then turns in to not just request time or declaration time or command time, but you get into that place of quiet time where you are listening and receiving love. Now, the main ingredient in that, in those moments, and hopefully more than moments, but in that period of time, is the receiving of God's love. The love of God begins to pour into us, and we begin to realize that God is, because he is love, he emanates love and he penetrates us with love. But it doesn't happen in those first encounters in prayer where you've hit your knees, you're speaking in tongues for a while, then you may have some requests and you have some hallelujahs and you praise the Lord and you have volume and you have words and you have dialogue. At some point, as you drift back down, your engine kind of slows down. You slip into that place of contemplation, meditation, and quietness. Your spirit begins to expand. There's an expansion of your spirit as you sense something, you feel something. Your mind opens up and you begin to think different. You begin to hear different. And it's in that place where the realms of God then begin to open up before you, if you'll stay there and be quiet before the Lord. You say, what do I say? I need to say something. I mean, after all, I'm in the presence of the Lord. God communicates non-verbally most of the time. You don't hear the voice of God very often. Oh, you hear it in your head, hear it in your mind, you hear it in your soul, your heart. And God spoke, but it's not here, it's here. So when you're in the presence of the Lord and you've gone past the point of talking and requesting, and you've pretty well settled the fact that you're saved and he still loves you and he's not going to burn you up, you've got past all that childish stuff, And you get now to where the mysteries of God are before you. And it's in those mysteries where we are raptured up or caught up in ecstasy, where all of a sudden our spirit just kind of soars and there's something different happening in the room. It was in those times of rapture where God catches people away into another world. It's in those times of rapture that John the Revelator got the book of Revelations. He was caught up in the Spirit. It's in those times that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible, where he was caught up in the Spirit. All the prophets that wrote the prophetic words, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, all had raptures where they got into a place of prayer where they were caught up into that other world where God spoke to them face to face. I encourage you today, I really encourage you to get past the introduction time where you're just collecting your thoughts and you're speaking to God about problems and you're telling God to bless the children and you're asking him to supply the rent. It's all necessary. It's a starting point. Don't stop there. Don't stop that. But don't stop there. Go past that and practice the presence of the Lord. You say, well, I did that once or twice, and I didn't hear or know anything, and after a while, I just went home. Stay there. Meditate. Let him speak to you. Let him give you visions and insight and thought patterns and new ideas, and refresh your soul. You'll come out energized. You'll come out feeling different. Why? Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In Luke 1 and Matthew, but in Luke 1, the disciples were watching Jesus pray in a certain place. And it's been really bugging them now because their prayers are going nowhere. And Jesus is healing the sick and raising the dead with his. And they finally said, Master, teach us to pray. And so he gave us what we call the Lord's Prayer, but really, I would think it's the disciples' prayer. He gave it to them. Most often we've turned it into a method or a system. But if you'll study those verses, I believe you'll see some mysteries unfolded and you'll go into where Jesus went in. Here's the opening phrase. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, we teach you to worship. But what about the place that we're targeting, we're going toward, to, in? It's the presence of the Father. We want not a long distance telephone, virtual internet connection. I want face-to-face time with the Father. That's what I want. That's what I long for. That's what I experience. That's what I do, face-to-face time. When we do that, oh boy, things change. So this week's assignment, get past the introduction prayers. Well, for some of you, start them. Don't be afraid. Don't put it off. Don't think you can't hear the voice of the Lord and know his love. If you go into that next chamber from the introduction prayer, where you're just getting acquainted and collecting things. You go into that. If you'll just stay there, the atmosphere there, you don't have to hear anything, see anything. The atmosphere in those times of quietness and meditation and thoughts on him and loving his presence and just imagining and seeing his face and declaring out of your heart, you don't have to speak, you're just emanating the love back to him. It will change your physical life. It will change your mental life. It will change things in your understanding that you haven't thought would be possible. Just in that stage. Then as we go into the degrees of prayer and those raptures and those ecstasies where we're just caught away in the presence of the Lord, they come along. So today I wanted to encourage you. Open up Luke 1, Matthew 6, and you'll see the Lord's Prayer, the disciples' prayer. meditate upon it. Don't try to figure it out, you know, and dissect it and do a teaching. But listen, let the Holy Spirit teach you something you've never seen before. But I guarantee the target is the Father's presence. Amen. Well, I bless you today. Thank you for your support in every level, your subscriptions, your sharing, your liking, your comments. And for some of you, I thank you for your financial support. And you can do that if God's nudging you right down there in PayPal or the address. Amen. Well, we've kicked off the week. It's going to be a week of prayer, but a week of in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Okay? Well, I will see you on the other side, as they say, in the morning. Until then, be blessed. Let the Lord continue to grow in your presence every day.